it, and they've got numbers. Cross ice to Rogenbach. Straight on. He lost control of it. Miller with it. Gets it in. Susala will chase it down.
Oh, another one in the bench.
Look out.
When that puck bounces around inside those benches there, they're kind of small benches. And when that, if puck goes in there hard, it just ricochets around like a pinball in there. Them coaches are in there with no helmets on.
Heath, yeah, but you see the coaches and even the players with the helmets. They're all ducking, trying to avoid it.
Sure.
It's like, look out. You don't know when it's going to stop. All right, here come the Pirates. Little 3-on-2. Essenmacher tries centering. Turmel intercepts it for Stone Cold. He's got it along his bench. Puck dumped back in. Essenmacher will knock that one down with his glove to keep it in his zone. And I believe we have an offsides.
That just popped out over the line. Nice try to keep it in. I think Bad Axe, most of these kids on this Stone Cold team are from Bad Axe. And most of the kids, all the kids on the Harbor Beach Pirates side are from Harbor Beach. We probably shouldn't be using Bad Axe in Harbor Beach because there are some other kids, some other areas, one or two on those teams. But
for the most part, that's what we got.
Exactly.
Rogenbach's shot on goal, deflected wide left. And there's a shot saved. That's number 40, Krista Rosenbach.
The smallest player in the league.
Turmel, he's got a shot on goal, goes high, and a good pad save. Stokowski was able to knock it down and keep it in front of him. Less than a minute to go in this first period of play. Harbor Beach leads Stone Cold by a score of 4-3 in this championship game. Seaman had something going for the Pirates, but he just tripped up and lost control. Here's a slapper. Amon able to stand in front of it and knock it down. And here comes Turmel. It's a one-on-one. He lost it. Gets turned around. But now Stone Cold has it. They'll enter back in the zone. 13 seconds to go in this first period of play. Puck being tapped around. It's in Stone Cold zone. Can they put a goal in the net? 5 seconds remain on the clock. And that looks like that's going to do it as Essenmacher skates in, but time will expire. And that is how we end this first period of play. Harbor Beach Pirates lead Stone Cold by a score of 4-3. We'll be back with second period action right here on WLEW right after this.
Saving for your dream retirement doesn't have to be hard. Let's create a plan that works for you. Hi, this is Eric Lundy from Lundy Financial Services in Bad Axe. From traditional and Roth IRAs to catch-up contributions, we strongly encourage you to contribute by the April 15th deadline. Take advantage of potential tax benefits and give your money an opportunity to grow. To learn more, visit Lundy Financial Services in Bad Axe or call 989-269-7427.
Lundy Financial Services is an independent firm with securities offered through Summit Brokerage Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Summit Financial Group Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Spring into savings with propane from Feral Gas. With warm weather melting away the winter blues, now is the time to save on your propane bill. Call today for the spectacular spring fill specials. With 70 years of experience as a propane industry leader, Feral Gas offers more than just your average propane service. They offer competitive prices with opportunities to lock in your price through the heating season. Their flexible delivery and payment options allow you to focus on more important things like work and family. Plus, you can earn up to $75 through the customer referral program. Feral Gas employees understand the importance of being prepared while also making your dollar go further. Call their office at 989-269-9955 and schedule your next fill or ask about setting up a contract today.
the world in the palm of your hands. Thumb Cellular is proud to announce the arrival of the LG Axis smartphone powered by Android. The LG Axis has it all, featuring a QWERTY keyboard, an HTML browser with 3G speed, an MP3 player, access to the Android marketplace for a huge selection of the latest apps. The LG Axis smartphone is Wi-Fi capable and features a 3.2 megapixel camera with flash. And right now you can get the LG Axis smartphone at Thumb Cellular for only $59. That's right, $59. Browse the web, load up with the coolest apps, listen to your favorite songs, and get the information you need when you need it with the LG Axis smartphone available at any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro Pigeon, or Sandusky for just $59 now through March 31st. Terms of service apply. Stop in today and get the world in the palm of your hands. And it's available from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Welcome back. Derek Diesner, Rick Callender back here with you. We're bringing you live the Midget Championship tonight between the Harbor Beach Pirates and Stone Cold. We are just underway in this second period of play. The Pirates lead Stone Cold by a score of 4-3. Rick, your thoughts on that first period of play?
I never would have believed it. These two teams being 4-3 after the end of one, I just thought it would be a little tighter game than that, that they'd be a little nervous and not open it up like this quite so much. But
yeah, these two, I mean, fireworks pretty much can describe how we started this game. They each came out scoring a goal within the first minute of play. Just an amazing start and a lot of fast-paced action between these two teams.
And tempers flare a little bit in front of the net.
And we'll have a line change for both teams. 12:21 to go in this second period of play.
13 orange to Mr. Rogenbach for a slash out in front of the net.
Sean Rogenbach will head to the box.
Well, that's our first penalty tonight.
No, that's our second. We had that
one
earlier.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're right. Yep, Stone Cold had one early.
Yes.
Harbor Beach had a power play, so that's a leaving up power plays. You're running shorthanded. You run your, usually most teams will run three defensemen and one forward. That's kind of what it seems like out here now.
Stone Cold will try to get something going as Essenmacher intercepts that pass and he skates in. Shot on goal, high, wide right, and a great glove save by Shane Stokin.
Yeah, when you're shorthanded, if you can get a shot on goal and the goalie has to make the save and hold it, that's always, the referee took a little tump.
And he takes a bow for everyone. Very nice. Well, in this period, we've got Harbor Beach going right to left. Stone Cold going. Oh, wait, did I get that wrong? I think I did. Well, anyways, there was a shot on goal, and we have a whistle, so we'll have a face-off right in front of the Pirates' net.
Well, Stone Cold, eh? Making wholesale substitutions. Pirates only subbed once, so. They're going to go a double on these guys.
Stokin able to keep it in. He takes a shot, and it's saved by Essenmacher. He's able to knock it down before it gets to the goalie. Now Rogenbach at the other end. He'll skate in. He lost control of it, and it's deflected back. Now Essenmacher will send it down, and a pad save. Here's a slapper deflected. Stone Cold not being able to do too much right now on this power play. We'll see if they can get something going here. Susala had it, but he fell down, and now Essenmacher at the other end. He'll skate in. He's got two defenders on. He'll try the wrap around. Nothing there.
He'll come all the way back down here and kill a little time.
Puck just getting knocked around right now. Now the other Essenmacher with it. He thought about skating in. Someone lost their stick. Susala lost it for Stone Cold. Having trouble picking it up off the ice. Now Essenmacher near the boards, getting knocked around, trying to keep the play alive. He's got it, trying to skate in, but his defender was all over him. Now on a one-on-two for Stone Cold at the other end. That was number 18, Nick Cronchin, skating in, but he lost control. Stokin, slapper from the blue line. Wide right.